Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Back for another episode.
Thanksgiving is coming, me. He said, Ella Dijo, gente.
That's
how are you
right.
guys going to celebrate it? Turkey? Stuffing?
Spanish food.
Mofongo?
Spanish food.
Cranberry sauce?
Spanish food.
What
we're
going to
be in Spain.
Oh, we are. I'm asking. They will answer to when they're cleaning, they're doing their things, and they'll answer.
I hope people just have a great
I know.
Day.
I just spend
great
beautiful times
day.
And good food and just family, family, familia. We are going to be in Spain. Actually, we are traveling back that day.
No, next day. We'll be in Toledo on Thanksgiving.
Do they celebrate Thanksgiving? I don't think so, right?
It's an American holiday.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
So only Americans? No, we do. Puerto Ricans do.
Yeah, you're kind of, by association.
We're Puerto Ricans.
By association.
Boricua. Yo no soy americana. We're an American citizen, but we consider ourselves. But we do celebrate Thanksgiving. All out.
Yeah, I mean, look.
The turkey. The stuffing is plantain, mofongo. You guys stuff with bread or whatever the heck you stuff it with.
Yeah, yours is better. I'm not a big Thanksgiving food. I don't like turkey that much.
You remember when I cooked that turkey and I put mofongo,
I did
so freaking good. I have to do that again.
I'm a
bad cook, but I did do a mean
You're
turkey.
A great cook. You just don't like to cook.
I don't like to cook.
But you're a
Anyways,
great cook.
Anyways, so.
I have a question for you because you're the social media queen.
I'm
you
not the
love
social media queen.
Social media.
I don't.
All the time. I mean, intimate. You love your
Timos amigos.
You love your social media.
Guys, this man over here.
Do you think all these followers are always just kind and loving? And
listen, no.
Not even followers. The followers are. It's the other ones that aren't.
My followers are amazing.
It's the
ones that.
It's the trolls that are.
The Mira Quien Baila trolls that have destroyed me this season. I was going to have a whole episode about it, but the reality is I'm not going to give them the satisfaction to know how much they hurt me.
It's not a big deal.
But anyways. What was I saying?
Something
so this guy over here does a TikTok. I do a TikTok. I tell him to do a TikTok with his daughter.
You didn't tell me. My daughter is begging me to do a TikTok.
But it was my TikTok account and I actually
I understand. You posted it, but she begged
almost
me.
3 million, how you call it?
Views.
Views. And he doesn't like social media and he doesn't want to do it.
I still don't do TikTok.
Okay.
Would you stop your social media with Instagram and Facebook if you had to pay $17 a month?
No, but there's a reason why they're asking for that.
That's the
so
new,
you don't see any marketing.
You don't see any ads, and supposedly they're not going to gather as much of your information. I'm not sure about that.
100% I will pay for that.
What if they still are gathering your info, though? How do you know that they're not?
You know what happens?
You'd pay a subscription?
Yeah, I guess you pay so you don't get ads.
But the ads aren't that big of a deal. You scroll, you see an ad, and it's only 1 second.
No, because what happens is, and it happens to me all the time, that I get all these random ads for like clothing and usually about fashion.
Because you're looking
and
it up.
I am buying stuff that I don't need.
But that's your problem.
I know, but
so you're going to pay $17 to not buy something that
100%.
You're still buying something.
It's an addiction. Like I follow now so many brands that are random.
You bought that dang cup that has like a pill that's a thing that spins.
That's
inside,
a perfect
you've
example.
Never used it.
That's a perfect
but that's
example.
But then use it.
No, guys. Yeah.
But what do you mean no? But why can't you use it?
I'll pay $17 so I don't have to get any more marketers
yourself?
Control my life and my feed so I spend money for no reason. And no.
That makes no sense. Just control yourself.
Ladies, do you agree with me?
Control yourself.
Even if you try to control yourself, when you get all these posts of all these things, you start getting curious and then you start clicking and oh, I might need this. Oh, this is cute. And then you start for no reason.
I will not pay the money. Not because
shocker.
I'm being cheap. I just think it's pointless. I don't want to pay $17 just to, for no, first of all, I don't even use Facebook. So I'm paying it for Instagram, which I just use it as I need.
No,
it's not that big of a deal. Listen, have you heard of this new trend called nesting parties?
I don't want to talk about that.
Why?
I want to talk about Kat Von D first.
Okay, we'll
That's
talk
interesting.
About that first then.
Kat, you know who's Kat Von D?
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people know who's Kat Von D,
yeah.
Right?
Full of tattoos, covered like a ton of tattoos.
Oh, but wait. I was confusing Kat Von D with...
Who?
Who's the girl that is like a pinup, very voluptuous... Voluptuous, I say that.
Uh-huh.
White, beautiful. That she's like a vedette. She's like a. Oh my god. Uses corsets.
Isn't that Kat?
No, that is Kat, right?
Yeah.
No. Dita Von Teese. Okay, guys, my apologies. I thought
yeah,
it
Kat
was
Von D is this girl.
Kat,
full
I know
of tattoos.
Kat Von D. Yes, I know Kat Von D very well. Yeah. That she had that TV show with the tattoo.
Yeah, so now LA Inc.
Yes. So now she has converted into Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
She found espiritualidad. How do you say that?
During the pandemic.
And then she realized, you know what? Most of my friends that are Christians or have a high level of spirituality, they're actually happier than my friends that like the occult and the darkness. And you know, her style and her whole persona was always very dark clothes
edgy,
and
yeah.
edgy and, you know, and mysticism. And how do you say that again? Mysticism. It's like a dark lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And she is converting. She's like, I am done with this witchcraft type of living. And I'm going to find God and I'm going to clean my act. How do you feel about that?
Hey, great for her. And whatever makes her happy. I think that's what it all comes down to. You're living a lifestyle. You found a better happiness, a different way. You can't stay in that lifestyle to please others. You got to do what's best for you and your health. And I think she's found something that makes her happy, changing the way she presents herself in a better light. And you know what? She's going to lose some and she's going to gain some others.
I think it's great.
It's awesome.
I think it's such a beautiful experience when you have a vivid encounter with your spirituality, with God, with angels, with whatever you want to call it, that you just go, you know what? I'm going to change my life.
Have you ever had an moment where you just kind of shift directions in the way you're presenting yourself or your being? Maybe from when you're 20s, when it was all showing boobs and stomach.
Well, I didn't have boobs. I didn't have boobs by then. I was a 34.
All of the sexy outfits.
I was a 34A, but I was, yeah.
You were more conservative.
Yeah, but I'm a victim of, yeah. I used to think if I don't show my stomach, I'm not sexy, or I have to show my stomach and I have to show something. I don't do that anymore. I can't. This is all wrinkly.
But I think you also didn't want to, you just changed your ways a bit, right? Because you have kids and you want to present yourself a certain way.
Maturity and, you know, and yeah, I already struggled a lot because of the way I look with people taking me seriously. So
we've talked about this in regards to just with like kids, right? Like let's say you were a person that did a bunch of nude scenes and a bunch of sex scenes. And like, this was like a big part of your acting career, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're a parent and you're like, wow, that stuff is now out there forever. And if I'm doing a lot of stuff that maybe I don't want my kids to see, I might shift some of my choices as an actor, as an actress.
For sure.
I think that's okay.
100%.
That's okay how you want to present yourself. I don't want to be nude and topless all over the screen right now. I don't want to be in compromised sort of scenes where my kids might see something that isn't their father. You know what I mean? I think it's okay. I mean, you're gonna still have a level of that no matter what, but it's just about how much you balance it.
I agree. And I think for women, especially, you come to an age or, again, a level of maturity that things that were important to you and that will fill you and that will make you feel special and intriguing and sexy, at some point you realize it's all nonsense. Going back to Sylvester Stallone saying, I craved validity and I craved attention and acceptance that my whole life was about searching and trying to reach a level of people, wow, you're a star, you know, because he realized I didn't have that as a kid. So that's what I was striving for. And now he says it's all nonsense. Every award, every character, everything is nonsense. You know what's meaningful? I have three daughters that I was not able to be there for them growing up because I was too busy looking for greatness.
And not to mention, he had a son who passed away of an overdose.
Exactly. So he realized
I missed a lot of quality time with my son.
So I think it comes through experience, Eric. Those aha moments, especially for people in this business, you know, that we all have this crazy level of insecurity and we all do this because we like attention. Mm-hmm. And to be able, it doesn't matter who you are, the most secure, the most level-headed, oh my God, you're so cool for school. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're an actor. Too cool for school. What did I say?
So cool for school.
Okay, too cool for school. I think there's a level of, look at me, I'm here. Look at me, I'm here. And at some point, you realize, who the F cares? Mm-hmm. Just happy and live your
life. Which is kind of what I tell you about social media and getting bothered by things you don't need to be bothered about.
I know, but I have
who
a pet peeve against
cares?
I want to see them all and it boils my soul.
I know, but who cares? Life is too short. Stop worrying about those things you cannot control.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, the topic I wanted to bring up that you didn't want to talk about at the moment, but nesting parties.
Oh my gosh,
my nesting party is being shut down left and right.
I don't care about nesting parties right now.
Oh my God, what do you want to ask me?
It's funny, I didn't want to ask you. I just wanted to share this because going back to the Kat Von D, that's her name?
Yeah.
Kat Von D. And wanting to just whatever. It's not even related.
I hope this is good.
No, you met yesterday and you basically dismissed me. And
when
like acted like you didn't want to engage in the conversation, which
I
thought it was funny.
When?
A man in our shower.
Oh my gosh. She said, if I have to keep taking a shower with this man in there, I'm like, what are you talking about? A man in the shower? She's like, I'll show you one day. I'll show you. What man is in the shower?
Guys.
Ain't no man in the shower.
There's a man. Listen to me. So Eric wanted to do something to all the glasses, all the doors.
Shower glass and scratches on it.
Anyways, so this company came, they scratched the heck out of every single glass in this house.
That was in the house, not the shower.
Now, I know, but then he had to call another company for them to basically file, right? It's been such a fiasco. So we're spending a fortune now dealing with this BS. Anyways, our shower also had a couple of little scratches because we clean it with a squeegee. That's called a squeegee. Anyways,
yeah, we don't know how it got
so there. Eric said, let's just do the shower as well. The process, I don't know if you guys know anything about glass, is this machine. The guy spent 7 days trying to remove all these little scratches
all over the house.
But now the glass is compromised. It looks weird.
No,
and I don't know what. Listen
does.
To me.
One panel does.
Eric
the shower's
Barrett
fine.
Winter McCumber.
What? The shower is fine.
Eric Barrett Winter McCumber. Listen to me. It's a mess.
The shower's fine.
It's a mess.
No.
Every glass is compromised. No. Anyway, it's funny. So then what happens? The material, I don't know what happened that now I'm taking a shower and I have the face. It's the full profile, full man. It's a man. And I keep cleaning it with the squeegee and I keep talking to him saying, will you leave? And it's been there now for a week and he is not moving. It's marked into the glass. So we have an entity in that
glass.
Why
didn't you tell me when the guy was just there last week that he could have repolished that area?
What am I going to tell the guy there's some freaking man? He's going to think
I'm
crazy.
You can say there are lines in the glass. It's not a man.
I don't want him shaving the freaking glasses anymore.
It's not.
He's destroying them.
It's not a man. It's a smudge.
It's a man.
There's no man in the glass because someone took scratches off. What are you talking about?
Guys, I'm going to take and a picture. I'm going to show you.
We just had the guy there. He could have taken care of the man.
I didn't
want to
tell him. Well,
oh my gosh. So now I just got to hear about this man in the shower? Oh, jeez.
Eric doesn't believe that things like that can happen.
I don't believe that. I believe that we could have made it go away if you just would have said something when the guy was there.
Maybe.
Maybe it would have been gone.
I think he'll go away whenever he wants.
I'm not going to go away because he's in the glass.
No, he'll go away.
It's not an entity. It's a mark in the glass. If you dent your car, is now there like a freaking cyclops in your car from the dent?
Oh my God, it's a dent. Guys, he will never understand. It's okay.
Help. Help me. I don't understand, man, what I'm dealing with.
You're not dealing with anything. Just laugh.
Clearly,
it's funny.
Laugh at what? That you're trying to scare me? There's a man in the shower watching you shower.
And he's watching you. He might be gay.
I've never seen him. Doesn't watch me at all.
I think he's gay.
Oh my God.
He might be after you.
This is insane.
Maybe he's an angel.
This
maybe it's prosperity
maybe it's
and blessings.
Jesus in the glass and we have a...
Don't play like that.
It'd no, be maybe amazing, it's a good no. thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Virgin Mary. Exactly. Like our producer said.
The Virgin Mary is appearing.
Like in the tortilla, you know, but just ours in the glass.
So you don't believe that's possible? All these apparitions of the Virgin in all these different countries.
If it would have happened
you don't
just
believe
randomly.
That?
No, if it would have happened randomly, maybe. But then we had a glass guy working on the glass. Clearly, you're saying there was a mark that could have been fixed because the guy was just here.
I don't want to.
And you let him go.
Guys, this is funny.
Now
this
to get him back is impossible.
Talking about Christianity, guys, this is a true story that we
gosh.
Went through.
I'm never going to talk about nesting parties.
No, not yet. Let me. I have one more story. This one is very funny.
Uh-huh.
And what was the name of the lady that Edwin? We have a good friend. He used to be my assistant.
Yeah,
that is very, very Christian.
I know you're talking about.
That
came
one
to
of the
house.
Most beautiful human beings in the world.
Yeah, and the lady that came
what
to
is
the
her
house.
Name? Mother, oh my God, I love her
Teresa,
so much.
Mother something.
I love her so much. What is her name? Anyways, so he had this good friend of the family that was a pastor. She's actually a pastor.
I thought she was a nun.
No, she was a pastor. I know. Okay. Anyway, she's very
well,
Christian.
A big difference
but this
a
is
pastor.
A woman that is it's enlightened. She's like anointed. I mean, this is somebody that deals with exorcisms. I mean, she's next level. Next level. Anyways. She will come over like maybe twice a year just to bless the house. And, you know, I love her so much. Anyways, they invited a lady, I don't know from what country in South America, that when she's preaching, she sweats, right? Profusely.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that is holy water.
Okay.
And it's a very, very, very healing kind of like oily. Do you remember this thing? Like a very oily
maybe
thing.
Maybe she's just a sweater.
Listen, stop. You know, don't be sarcastic.
No, I'm serious. Maybe
anyways,
she is.
So guys.
You met people with sweaty
so
palms.
I remember, and then he even showed me videos, and it was incredible because it's oil. It's actually not sweat.
So
it's
you're telling
oil.
Me she has holy oil but, that comes out of her pores?
Correct. And it's holy oil.
Uh-huh.
And you remember that this, oh my God, what is her name? I felt awful. Lo siento mucho, papá Dios, perdóname. Anyways. So
lovely
she,
lady.
She came over to the house
story.
One day, right? Because I think you were dealing with your back problems and she came to pray for you. And anyways, and she brought us this little plastic little thing with the oil from that lady preaching. Like real, do you remember this?
Oh my God.
Anyway, so I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to have that oil in the house and to be able to anoint all the walls and clean and da-da, instead of using incense or what is it?
Sage. Yeah.
I'm going to do it with the real deal. Holy oil. From this woman that is super Christian. Anyways, I get the bottle. I'm so excited. And she's like, this is very special. You should keep this for the rest of your life and da 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 da. Then they leave and I open and it smelled identical to baby oil.
I do remember that. It smelled like baby. I do remember that now that you say that.
Baby.
Because it's baby oil. She had oil on her body. By the way, if I put baby oil on myself and I go run around, I'm going to sweat and it's going to smell like baby oil.
You're so rude.
Did it not smell like baby oil? Did you anoint anything with it or did you throw it in the trash? I think you threw it in the trash.
I kept it for many years.
No, you did.
I did. Oh, of course I did.
The baby oil?
Yes, I did. Because I was like, I don't want to sin. I don't, if this
I don't
is really,
sin because
if this is for real, I don't want to be the person that this is like a sin.
She gave you a bottle of baby oil.
That is so freaking rude.
You just said it.
No, I said it smelled like baby
what
oil.
What else could it be?
I'm not accusing her of giving me baby
now
oil.
Now you're saying her sweat is holy oil out of her body that happens to smell like baby oil?
Maybe it does.
Oh my God.
But I remember like telling you,
this is going
oh my
off
God,
the
Eric,
rails.
This smells is exactly like Johnson & Johnson baby oil for babies. And then you started laughing and shitting all over the whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, I feel terrible. Sorry, God, and forgive me. And anyways, that was a really funny story. So I will go to my grave not knowing if that was holy oil or if it was baby oil.
Oh my gosh. This is kind of what goes on in our household on a pretty regular basis. I mean, tonight, Dylan's going through a little bit of a cold and now she wants to stick onions, cut onions all around his bed because she saw that my friend Jenna did some onions for her kid.
And then it's she antiviral.
Said, and then she said, I want to put it in his socks,
yes.
On his feet.
So it absorbs all the virus.
So then he stinks like a freaking onion
I don't
walking
care.
Around to school the, or going anywhere
Eric,
just smelling like an onion.
You give him a bath.
Do you know how hard it is to get onion out of your fingertips when you just cut an onion?
What's more important?
You're going to make him sleep in
that
it?
That he smells a little funky or that the virus is gone?
What if it's not gone and then he just smells like a freaking onion?
But at least we tried it and the doubt is out.
And poor kid has to suffer from your trial of an onion? I said, fine, we'll compromise. Just leave the cut onion in the
he
room.
He said, yeah, the whole listeners, if any of you believe the way I believe Vicks Vaporub, here's everything. Do you believe that onions, cebollas, puestas
kill
en
viruses.
La cama de tus niños o en la media, le pones la mediecita para que esa cebolla absorba el virus. Antibacterial.
I feel like you're preaching right now.
Anyways, yeah. Have you heard of that, my listeners? Can you please tell this man, beautiful Eric Barrett, Winter McCumber, that maybe it's true?
I'm not, okay, look, we'll cut the dang onions up tonight. We'll put them next to the bed, but not in his socks, not on his feet. I'm not going to have this poor dude stink. No way, no how.
All right, let's talk about nesting parties.
I mean, do we have to at this point? I don't know if it matters. I mean, whatever. Nesting parties, baby oil is more. I mean, this is. I think we've had quite a run here. I'm a little exhausted. You know what? We'll cover nesting parties next time, and let's just see how we survive the smell of onion.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Take care, everybody. Wish us luck. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause.
Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.